Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We Americans are under attack by our own government. We the people have no choice but to once again defend our freedom. This has all happened before, and we can learn much from the American Revolution. Starting in 1763, to pay for debts incurred from a war with France, the British began enforcing new taxes on the American colonies. In response to this, the colonies set up their own parallel government, based on a simple structure of three committees delegated to voice the will of the people. A committee of correspondence to disseminate information. A committee of inspection to enforce Continental Congress decisions. And the most important of the three, a committee of safety to act as general executive in the absence of legal authority. These committees stemmed from each community of all the colonies, and each and every local committee of safety had two missions: to provide military support and monitor political affairs. Each community delegated its own representatives to speak on their behalf at the county level, and then at the state level, where state legislatures are thereby formed and senators are elected to represent the overall interests of the people in that state. With these committees, the 13 colonies honorably created a parallel government that lawfully nullified British rule. This compelled the crown to take it back by force, which was met by an honorable and lawful defense of the colonies, known as the American Revolution. The three-committee structure that made up this parallel government inspired our U.S. Constitution, a concept of government based upon delegation. Individuals were not elected to rule. Their only purpose was to facilitate and implement the will of the people. It was a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Each state was considered to be its own country, which was freely subordinating aspects of its own authority to a federal government. Lawfully speaking, this has never changed, but the federal government of the United States has become bloated with loyalists to the City of London and enemies of we the people. For well over a century, we the people have been coerced into becoming voluntary slaves to a multinational corporate power structure, which has increasingly dumbed us down more and more with each generation. Unconstitutional amendments have been enacted. Constitutional limits of representation have been ignored. And by accepting Federal Reserve banknotes, we have made ourselves a dishonorable nation of debtors. By continually contracting with the corporate U.S. being operated out of the Washington, D.C. city-state, Americans are perpetually surrendering their constitutional sovereignty in return for corporate benefits. We share a common enemy with our founding fathers. Today we call them globalists. Back then, they called them British, a foreign power exploiting the will and destiny of Americans. And back then, their remedy was the Committee of Safety. This is happening again today. Communities are forming their own committees of safety. An excellent example is Santa Rosa County, Florida, where the Recall Florida movement sprang from, which seeks to empower the citizens of Florida with the ability to recall county commissioners for corruption, malfeasance, and neglect of duty. The county sheriff is charged with upholding the supreme law of the Constitution, and with your county government in line with your county sheriff, citizens of that county will have the lawful parallel government they need to liberate themselves from contracts made with the corporate U.S., because the powers held by the sheriff supersede those of any government official when in the jurisdiction of that county. The PSYOP today is meant to make you feel dependent upon the federal government. But that has always been your choice. And it's not the only choice. You can contact your local sheriff and ask him about his oath to uphold the Constitution. You can form committees of safety. And you can lawfully purge your local government of corruption. but it requires action, and time is quickly running out. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, that have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high-quality CBD oil or the 50% off or our great Fizzy Magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great Sleep Aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps it on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Joined now by Dr. Andrew Hoff once again here on the Alex Jones Show. And Andrew, it's good to have you with us today. And I'm just going to lay it out and give you the chance to respond. For 3 years, we're told, did not come out of a Wuhan lab, nothing to do with the Institute of Virology in Wuhan. Stop talking about Fauci's involvement. Stop talking about the Western funding it. Stop it. You'll be censored. You'll be silenced. You'll be attacked. You'll be called a liar. And now 3 years since, now they're telling us, yes, it was the Wuhan lab. Yes, it came from China. Yes, it was made in a lab. This is the truth now, without any shame, by the way. They changed their story, as if you won't remember. So, Andrew, how do you respond to this? How do you analyze this? And what do you think is really going on here?
Well, a number of things. So the first thing is the so-called experts that have been on TV, been put out in front of the media, hey, these are experts. They never go in. They weren't experts. And the people that were censored, were smeared, the fringe epidemiologists like myself, we're the real experts. And, it's sort of humbling now that this is all coming to the surface. But what's really going on here is that the U.S. government is doing two things. They're trying to get ahead of a lot of bad news that's likely to make it into the mainstream. And they're also trying to change the narrative. So the first part of this is that the National Laboratory System is run by the Department of Energy. This is actually the second report related to COVID origins that has been put out. The first one came out from Lawrence Livermore Laboratory, the intelligence division there, in June of 2021. The second one is actually from Los Alamos National Laboratory. It was our sister laboratory when I worked at Sandia National Laboratories in this very area. They're great scientists. They're top-notch people. A lot of them have top-secret clearances and access to intelligence and technology that the rest of the scientific community does not. So with pushing out this new report, you know, there's a couple of interesting things. I think I've been one pushing the narrative, pushing the envelope here. So this past week, if there's still been eavesdropping on my communications, I had met with a number of producers and filmmakers in Hollywood, and I got a big picture, full feature movie deal for my book. So they're going to try to get ahead of that. The other thing that's happening here is that Congress asked a number of different people involved in this conspiracy to come in and testify politely first. And now I don't believe that they've responded. That'd be Dr. Peter Daszak, Dr. Fauci, these type of people. And they're going to have to now subpoena these individuals to have them come in because I don't think they've responded. And I've been asked to testify in front of the COVID Permanent Select Committee in the House, and I haven't received a formal letter yet. It was an informal ask. But all of this is coming to a head in a hurry. On top of it, you know, someone's going to have to answer for the classified data set. Well, technically not classified, the one that I possess, because it was classified after the fact, but I made this in an open source environment, which was stolen from my house, likely by the FBI, the Michigan State Police, and the Defense Intelligence Agency, or the CIA. I think those are the characters involved. And they could have been working with potentially the Chinese government to smear me and make my life miserable. So all these terrible stories are bubbling to the surface. They can't get away from it. And what's happening is now they want to pivot the narrative so that they can pin this all on China. They're not talking in the news and the mainstream media too much about, you know, the terrible response, the fact that numerous U.S. government agencies really screwed this up by giving this advanced gain-of-function technology from Ralph Baric's laboratory to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The intelligence community dropped the ball here with exporting this technology to the Chinese to snoop on their lab. I mean, this is just one government screw up on top of another, which results in this laboratory leak or potentially intentional release by the Chinese. But the U.S. government wants to pin this all on China. China's bad. And they certainly have a lot of blame here. But the thing that's important for you and the audience to understand, there would have been no laboratory leak or intentional release unless we would have delivered our advanced biotechnology to the Wuhan Institute of Virology via my former employer, EcoHealth Alliance. These are all hard facts. These are the real grifters in the world. You know, everyone accused the fringe epidemiologists of being grifters. These people are the grifters. They were taking the money. They sold our country out. We had our rights restricted. And then they foisted off a patent medicine, basically snake oil, these mRNA jabs, to the population as all part of the cover-up. And the other reason why I think they're sort of wagging the dog here with China is that, you know, if you look at what I refer to as the uniparty in the Congress and the Senate, it doesn't seem like too many people are opposed to kicking off World War III. Everyone's trying to increase the amount of funding and foreign aid going to Ukraine. And now we have Russia and China forming an alliance, which really isn't surprising in my mind. So, you know, what's really going on here? Well, I think, you know, it's my belief that the entire Ukraine conflict is a big cover-up for this failed COVID operation from the U.S. government.
Now, it's interesting because you're adding some perspectives here that I wasn't really considering. I kind of looked at more of your latter take of this is more to do with the situation in Ukraine, China backing Russia, China aligning with Russia geopolitically in the larger issues. And so now the U.S. kind of like, hey, China, be careful. We'll blame you for COVID-19. But you think maybe there's something domestically going on here. And by the way, these aren't just grifters. I mean, we're talking about these are full-blown fascist authoritarians. I mean, a grifter maybe shows up and tricks you into giving him money. These people force you into their tyranny. But so you think maybe this whole thing is about to blow wide open, and what are they trying to get out ahead of it to maybe soften the blow a little bit or say, oh, it was an accident? I mean, why this domestic strategy of accepting that it came from China and trying to convince the American people it came from China ahead of these potential testimonies from Fauci, Daszak, and others?
Well, it's really in response to the psychological operation that myself and a few other individual scientists, lawyers have been waging back against the government. And our strategy from day one is to pin these people against each other. And it's a divide and conquer strategy, just like they've been waging against the American people. And we've been doing it back against them through lawsuits and a number of other means, books, social media. And it's been effective. And now what it's looking like is nobody wants to be left holding the bag or be held accountable in the government. So they're all starting to point the finger at the people responsible. So I think FBI Director Christopher Wray is now trying to pin the Director of National Intelligence, saying, well, you know, don't talk to me about this. Go talk to her. And that's where I agree with the Director Wray that's where a lot of the blame here probably lies. You know, this is just an insane story. I wish that these people would stop trying to foist the blame off on each other and, you know, playing politics and trying to preserve themselves. It would just stand up and address this issue head on so we can get on with our lives and resolve this problem. And what it really calls for is a domestic ban on gain of function. We need to ban these poisonous mRNA jabs like they're doing in Europe. Every day there's another announcement from a European country, it seems like, where they're banning the boosters and not recommending them for another segment of the population. So you take a look at what's happening in the United States. I mean, they're still recommending boosters for people, and that's all part of the COVID cover-up.
Well, it sounds like they're going to be victims of their own propaganda because it was the American media mostly. I mean, it was all around the world, but they were the ones telling us, oh, COVID is so deadly. We need to close our businesses. We need to close our schools. We need to lock down. We need to devastate the economy. We need to wear masks. We need to take all these vaccines. They were the ones that built it up as the worst pandemic in human history, and now they're going to have to deal with that. They created that narrative. If they would have been honest from the beginning, you know, maybe they could have lightened the blow to them. But since they're the ones that sold this as the worst pandemic in U.S. history, now they're going to have to face it as the worst pandemic in U.S. history that they potentially caused. So I look at this as their own propaganda is what's haunting them now.
Yeah, I agree with that assessment. And the interesting thing here that you have to remember is that it was by partnership with the Department of Defense through the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, that's Dr. Fauci, for these bioweapon countermeasures and medical countermeasure platforms like mRNA. And that, you know, Department of Homeland Security actually has their finger in that pie as well, because they all want a rapid response platform for biowarfare, bioterror, and pandemics. So, you know, never let a good opportunity go to waste. The pharmaceutical industry is all too happy to produce this dangerous product with no liability. And if you know, the one thing I like to point out to people, this had been in plan for a long time. The mRNA genetic sequence that was used in the actual vaccine was patented in 2016, and there might be other couple patents from 2015, 2014, by Moderna. And there's a material transfer agreement from Dr. Ralph Baric's laboratory in partnership with NIH to Moderna in December 2019.
This is big. We're hitting a break right now. Dr. Andrew Huff, hold that thought.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Dr. Andrew Huff with us here on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex. And I wanted Andrew to get back into the mRNA story about this being years in advance from 2014, 15, 16 documents. And then I want to play the Chris Ray clip from with Brett Baer. But I don't want what you were saying before the break to go forgotten. So let's just repeat this for folks to understand. It wasn't just that they ran the pandemic exercise just before the COVID pandemic, which was beyond suspicious how that went down. But no, they had the mRNA technology ready to go for years, and they couldn't get the excuse to put it into your body because every time they tested it, it killed all the animals in the lab testing. So with the emergency use authorization during the pandemic, perfect opportunity, put that mRNA in your arm. The rest is now history. So, Dr. Andrew Huff, talk about what you got into before you were cut off by the break and just lay it all out again.
Yeah, sure. So how this functionally works, at EcoHealth Alliance, there's a program called USAID Predict, and this is what forms the relationships with the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the University of North Carolina, Ralph Barrick's Laboratory, and the University of Columbia, Dr. Ian Lipkin. So the viral isolation work happens at Columbia University. They're collecting the bats in the caves. That's done between EcoHealth Alliance and different members of Chinese government agencies in China and other places around the world to get the genetic material. Then that genetic material goes into different databases, either owned by EcoHealth Alliance or the U.S. government, and then some of those sequences become patented while they're worked on in Ralph Barrick's laboratory and also by Moderna, which was a startup company to develop our mRNA technology. So when the pandemic happens, when it kicks off in the fall, late summer, early fall of 2019, they get to work. They know exactly what they have to do, and one of the things that they have to do is they have to sign a material transfer agreement to transfer the biotechnology from Dr. Ralph Barrick's laboratory to Moderna in partnership with NIH, and that's signed off by all these individuals. I think it was in mid to late December in 2019, and that's, think about that, that's before they're telling anyone around the world that there's a pandemic going on, and the only people that were talking about this pneumonia-like illness were people like me, infectious disease epidemiologists and detectives, so to say.
And so, at what point did we know this virus was going around, do you think?
Oh, without a doubt, I believe the U.S. government finds out about it in probably September or October of 2019. I think all the globalist types, so the Gates, the Soros of the world, large corporations, they find out about the pandemic in that same time frame because they have intelligence units or operations which are very similar to the U.S. government. And a lot of these people are ex-military or ex-intelligence who are working in these private intelligence centers for corporations or high-wealth individuals. And they use the same types of methods to collect information. And the other thing that happens here is these politicians, these high-wealth individuals, the globalists, multinational corporations, they share information, they talk, and everyone gets on the same page or the same, the same play. They start operating from the same playbook together. I think they had different incentives to why they wanted to do that. I think some people want to get rich. Some people want to, some organizations want to consolidate power or attain power, but they all get on the same playbook together. And that's probably by early October of 2019.
So even when they were running the pandemic exercise, Event 201 is what it's called, even when they were running that, the virus was already spreading. It was already going on. They knew it.
Yeah, and that's a fact. And so from a number of epidemiologists that went and analyzed blood bank donations. So blood bank donations serve as a historical record. And, you know, if someone donated blood in October of 2019 and you go analyze the serology of that blood and you find a positive hit for COVID and you find it among a bunch of other people, then you can go ask those people, well, who are you in contact with? And a lot of those cases, when they did that analysis, they found COVID in the cases traced back to Wuhan, China. And a number of different scientists replicated that work around the planet. It's funny that we haven't done too much of that in the United States. And then, as you recall, there's a number of people on the West Coast of the United States who reported pneumonia-like illness in November and December of 2019. And I was actually living in the Bay Area at the time, and I came down with something strange. I thought it was the flu. Knocked me flat on my back for a few days, but I recovered.
Yeah, same thing with me in December. I spent about 30 hours in a D.C. jail, and I came out of there sick as a dog. I mean, sicker than I've ever been. And like you, I was just like, oh, I just got a bad flu or whatever, knocked out on my ass for about a week. And I never get sick. So, I mean, I knew it was bad. I obviously assumed it was from jail. But then we realized later, well, maybe it was COVID. I don't know. I never got the test. Really didn't make a difference to me. But I want to play this clip of the FBI Director Chris Wray with Brett Baier talking about the lab origins and get your response to it. Here it was over the weekend, Chris Wray and Brett Baier on Fox News.
What is the determination by the FBI?
So, as you note, Brett, the FBI has for quite some time now assessed that the origins of the pandemic are most likely a potential lab incident in Wuhan. Let me step back for a second. You know, the FBI has folks, agents, professionals, analysts, virologists, microbiologists, etc., who focus specifically on the dangers of biological threats, which include things like novel viruses like COVID, and the concerns that in the wrong hands, some bad guys, a hostile nation state, a terrorist, a criminal, the threats that those could pose. So here you're talking about a potential leak from a Chinese government-controlled lab that killed millions of Americans, and that's precisely what that capability was designed for. I should add that that our work related to this continues, and there are not a whole lot of details I can share that aren't classified. I will just make the observation that the Chinese government seems to me has been doing its best to try to thwart and obfuscate the work here, the work that we're doing, the work that our U.S. government and close foreign partners are doing, and that's unfortunate for everybody.
Pretty aggressive rhetoric from Chris Wray, considering we were told not to talk about it 3 years ago. Andrew, your response.
Yes, he seems quite nervous when he's responding to that line of questioning. And the thing that you have to look at here, he's trying to pin all the blame on China, and only if the Chinese were more forthcoming. Well, a bunch of smart people around the planet, all working independently, has figured out exactly what happened. I mean, of course the Chinese lied in the data that they released and the information that they released. You know, what might be classified here is that likely the Department of Defense, the Defense Intelligence Agency, and a number of other intelligence organizations within the U.S. government likely learned about this in September, October of 2019. And, you know, here's just a personal fact from my story is that DARPA tried to recruit me as the program officer in the biologics division for these programs. And they tried to do that in 2019, October or September 2019. I believe that they did that to silence me. So I wouldn't be doing exactly what I'm doing now. The strangest thing, and, you know, some more evidence for this, is that they called me on a brand new cell phone number, which none of my past contacts had in the classified space. I was contacted by a woman that I used to work with, Dr. Amy Jenkins. And it's just, you know, you start to look at all the circumstantial evidence here, and I know what the capabilities that the U.S. government has to detect these emerging infectious disease outbreaks. He's being less than forthright, and he's trying to pin all the blame to China when much of the blame lands on the intelligence community, the Department of Defense, and our health agencies here in the United States.
All right, we're up against a break. I got follow-up questions for you on the other side. Don't go anywhere, folks.
I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects so you reorder and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high-quality full-spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new order together. InfoWarsStore.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, you were just breaking down some pretty amazing stuff there ahead of the break. And I wanted to just see if I understood this correctly. You were getting calls from government officials on a phone number that they had no way of having access to? Is that what I was hearing?
That's correct. So I had taken a new job at Juul Labs out in San Francisco. And when I moved, I changed my phone number. It was the first time I had done it in my adult life. And there's no way that any of these officials would have had this phone number unless they had used law enforcement or intelligence techniques to get it.
So why, what is the significance of that? Why were they so desperate to track you down? You think it was because they were afraid you'd eventually become, we'll say, a whistleblower?
Exactly. I mean, so I had worked in the national laboratories with the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Defense, and other three-letter agencies in this area. So I knew, you know, I know things on the classified side, and I know the open source side, and know the intelligence collection methods for health and biosurveillance. And I had worked at EcoHealth Alliance, and they probably were scared that I was going to come out and do exactly what I'm doing now.
Well, and I guess it's too bad that others didn't have your foresight and others didn't see where this was going like you did, because there's no doubt to me part of this operation of getting all the members of the media involved, getting all these politicians involved, getting all these doctors involved is so that when it comes out, you know, whatever the truth is about COVID or the vaccines, when it comes out, they're now going to be liable. They're now going to be culpable. So they're not going to want to call it out. They're not going to want there to be justice served, because that means it's coming for them, too. How much of that do you think is going on?
Oh, I think you nailed it. I think that's exactly what's happening. This is why you're seeing the pivot right now by the U.S. government to blame China. Everything, I think over the next week to 2 weeks, until this narrative falls apart, it's going to be blame China, because people eventually catch on. These were U.S. programs that gave this biotechnology, the biological materials, to China. Now, I think what's going to be more interesting here is how China decides to shape the narrative in response to this. So if I were China, what I would do is I'd simply point back at the United States and say, well, these were your programs, and we did this in partnership with you. You knew exactly what you were doing here. You gave all this to us. And, you know, yeah, accidents happen. I think that would be a smart response from the Chinese, because that sort of shows them taking the higher ground here and then makes the United States look like a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, and I would even go as far to say, I don't even think China would care enough to apologize. They don't have to. The Chinese communists don't have to answer to the Chinese people. They can do whatever the hell they want. They can lock them up, kill them, take their kids. So they don't, giving an excuse to what they were doing to the Chinese people is not an issue for them. Now, the disconnect is going to be how the U.S. media covers it, or if the U.S. media covers it at all, because what I see, the phenomenon here is that the Chinese really don't care. They don't care what the U.S. media reports. They don't have to care what the U.S. media reports. And they don't have to do narrative control like the U.S. media has to do. My fear is that this really is going to be used as justification for China to get further involved in whatever type of a war against America. Just like Russia says, hey, you guys are the ones expanding. You guys are the ones putting biolabs in Ukraine. You guys are the ones putting missiles on our doorstep. Now China's going to say, well, wait a second. You guys are the ones funding the research. You guys are the ones wanting us to do this gain-of-function research. You're not going to blame us for the pandemic. You're going to be the ones held to account. I mean, to me, this is like a big punch to the backside, the blind side of your head, a quarterback getting sacked from the blind side. And I don't think the American people realize what's about to happen here.
Well, I don't know what's really going to happen either after all this comes to light. And this is exactly why the politicians in the United States, specifically in the House, the Senate, and the bureaucrats, have all been trying to kick the can down the road for as long as they can, because I don't think anybody quite understands how this is going to play out. And this is why it's so important for the United States to take the lead right now, admit that there's a problem, admit that they screwed up, and take care of our issues and clean house. A simple way to solve these issues would be for the FBI to go and arrest Dr. Anthony Fauci, Dr. Peter Daszak, Dr. Ian Lipkin, start there and bring charges against these people through the Department of Justice for negligent homicide. I think that'd be very easy to prove. Now, the problem is why they don't want to do that. Well, Dr. Daszak will probably go back and say, well, I was working with the CIA and the intelligence community and the Department of Defense, and you guys asked me to do all of this stuff. But here's the thing. That doesn't absolve him from anything. Just because the government, the U.S. government, asked him to do something that was nefarious, bad judgment, violate U.S. policy norms and best practices, it doesn't absolve him, because the government has every legal right to come ask you to do something stupid or illegal. It doesn't mean that you have to agree with it. And at the end of the day, all roads lead back to the Department of Defense. So the emergency use authorization for the mRNA jabs was initiated through wartime procurement acts at the Department of Defense. So it's a wartime procurement act that basically gives the Department of Defense the ability to go to Pfizer, to go to Moderna and say, we need this product, we're going to grant you immunity, And that's when production begins, and that's how they get the emergency use authorization. It wasn't through NIH. It wasn't through NIAID, even though they're the ones who execute it.
Why do you think we see all the bureaucracy and the mainstream media now telling us that it came out of China, but the Biden White House is saying, no, we don't think it came out of China? Do you think that's them kind of leaving China an out, that they can still change the narrative? Or do you think the White House is now not really operating in lockstep with the rest of the corrupt bureaucracy?
Well, I think our strategy and the psychological operation that we've been waging back against the U.S. government is working. All the agencies, and it's going further up the food chain, they're turning against the White House. I think that's what we're seeing here, because nobody wants to be held accountable. And the White House wants to continue the psychological operation from their perspective, which is to cast uncertainty, doubt, and fear into the situation. The problem is nobody's buying it. So they're running out of maneuvers or chess moves, so to speak, the longer that this continues. So more and more of the truth keeps to come out. The mainstream media is increasingly reporting the truth. And, you know, I don't know when this is going to end, but I think this is all going to blow up within the next 3 or 4 months or so.
Well, at this rate, I mean, the story is not going to go away. And now that the narrative is back in play and being promoted that it came out of China, I mean, the American people, again, we were censored. We were demonized. Doctors had their careers ruined. All the stuff that went down, and then they get proven right. This is just going to re-flare up these issues, these scars, specifically, I think, in the medical community from the doctors that got punished with this for calling out the truth. So, I mean, this is basically just like, trying to ride the bull now that's bucking up and down. And I guess, yeah, the reason why the White House and the bureaucracies are kind of not in lockstep is because everybody's kind of looking around their shoulder like, okay, who's going to get the blame for this? I hope it's not us. Final comments, Dr. Andrew Huff.
It'd be real simple for the president to stand up, President Biden to stand up and say, we made a mistake and correct all these issues, instruct the Department of Justice and the FBI to go prosecute these individuals. And through those prosecutions, I think the truth would all come out.
Boy, oh boy. Do you really think they would burn one of their greatest agents, Anthony Fauci, of all time? I mean, imagine the skeletons and imagine the bodies that he knows where they're buried.
Well, is anybody going to listen to him? I mean, if you think about it. So once there's criminal charges brought against him, the U.S. government's ability to censor him and restrict what he can do, you know, if he's actually even released, on bail, they can bar him from speaking with the media or a number of other things that the U.S. government can do. And, you know, if they want to be sneaky about it like they did with everybody else, they can just do it through, back channels with the tech industry. I mean, there's ways to restrict his ability to have a voice.
So, wow. So now you may have a situation where Fauci and Daszak may have to start operating on their own terms to try to protect themselves.
I think that's where this is headed.
Wow. Amazing stuff. Great segments here with Dr. Andrew Huff. Thank you for joining us. Where can people follow for latest breaking news from you?
I'm on Twitter, AG Huff. I just broke 100,000 followers today. It's sort of surreal. I've only been at it for a year and a half. I was anti-social media. I'm also on Getter, AG Huff and Truth Social.
All right, Dr. Andrew Huff, thank you for your time today. Appreciate it. Great stuff.
Good seeing you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I've got one more segment here hosting the Alex Jones Show, and then I'll be back coaching the War Room. Plenty of news and more guests coming up today on InfoWars. Do not go anywhere.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Today on Hey Culligan, smooth skin and soft hair comes from where? Here's Mike.
Hey Culligan, I've tried every conditioner, lotion, and body wash known to man, and my skin still feels like sandpaper.
It could be your water, Mike.
Oh. That's harsh.
More like hard water. Are you interested in smart, high-efficiency water softeners from Culligan Water?
Huh?
Want baby smooth skin and soft, luxurious hair?
Yeah, can you hurry? I have a date tonight.
We're already on the way, Mike. Let us help you out with the free in-home water test from a local Culligan Water expert at Culligan.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Democrats, liberals censoring their opposition continues. Mike Lee, Senator Mike Lee, has just been suspended from Twitter. I forget what it was. What did he do today? Someone in the crew may remind me. What was it he did today that angered him so much? He did something this morning that angered them. I saw it in the news. I just didn't print the story. So there you go. The censorship by the tyrants continues. The censorship by the fascists continues. They don't like free speech at all, do they? Here you go. Mike Lee from earlier today. We may have to play this clip. In fact, how long is this clip that we have on the screen, guys? Let's bring that into the can, and I'm going to play this clip coming up. This is probably why they banned him. They didn't like what he brought up in the hearing today. And then I've got another hearing clip as well with Merrick Garland and Josh Hawley will play. Before I do that, though, ladies and gentlemen, remember, everything we do here is listener-supported by you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And so many great products to choose from, so many great supplements to choose from. I have to tell you, got a good night's sleep last night thanks to Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support. from InfoWarsStore.com. Really had a great night's sleep. Nice deep sleep last night. Thanks to Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support. And I have to tell you, too, that I also took some of the fish oil and krill oil before going to bed. Had some pretty intense dreams as well. So a nice deep sleep. Thanks to Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have trouble sleeping and you're like me, even in, I used to actually suffer from severe insomnia at times. Haven't had that problem in years now. Have not had that problem in years. And that's mostly thanks to the Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support formula at InfoWarsStore.com. So if you have trouble sleeping, from even bouts of insomnia to just restlessness or the mind can't stop going, try Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support from InfoWarsStore.com. Get better sleep and stress support with this formula. I'm speaking from experience, ladies and gentlemen. It works for me. And it's really hard to shut my mind off. And sometimes when I'm going through insomnia stages, it's just like you just can't sleep at all. The restlessness. But no, don't deal with that anymore. Thanks to Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support, InfoWarsStore.com. And by the way, it's currently 40% off. 40% off Liquid Sleep Support. Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, I'm telling you, it's no joke. Down and Out. Good night. 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's do this. You guys are pulling in the Mike Lee clip that probably just got him banned. Let's go, though, to the Josh Hawley clip here, clip 12. And, again, Merrick Garland on the stand, and he's getting the what for from the good members of Congress like Josh Hawley here in clip 12. Do we have the Mike Lee clip? Okay, here's Hawley.
Attorney General Garland, let me just ask you, does your department have a problem with anti-Catholic bias?
Our department protects all religions and all ideologies. It does not have any bias against any religion of any kind.
Well, you could have surprised me, because given the resources that you are expending and the apparently intelligence assets that you are deploying against Catholics, it appears, and other people of faith, while simultaneously turning a blind eye while people are executed gang style in the streets of our cities, including in my home state, your answer frankly surprises me. Let's talk about the Mark Haupt case, for example. You've been asked about this already today, and frankly, your answers really astound me. This is a case where a Catholic pro-life demonstrator, father, was accused of disorderly conduct in front of an abortion center. The local prosecutor, the Philadelphia district attorney, who is a Democrat, a liberal, very progressive, declined to prosecute. There was a private suit that got dismissed. And then after all of that, your Justice Department sent between 20 and 30 armed agents in the early morning hours to the Houck's private residence to arrest this guy after he had offered to turn himself in voluntarily. Here's the photo. Once again, you can see the long guns. You can see the ballistic shields. You can see that they're wearing bulletproof vests. Why did the Justice Department do this? Why did you send 20 to 30 SWAT-style agents and a SWAT-style team to this guy's house when everybody else had declined to prosecute and he'd offered to turn himself in?
Determinations of how to make arrests under arrest warrants are made based by the tactical operators in the district. They are not.
But you surely looked into it by this point, right? You know the answer, surely.
All I know is what the FBI has said, which is that they made decisions on the ground as to what was safest and easiest.
So
they do not agree with your description of what happened on the scene.
You don't agree with my description. I'm pointing out what the photo is. There are agents here who have long guns. And
pause it real quick. This Merrick Garland, what an absolute piece of trash. And by the way, more Josh Hawley, please. Oh, I'm Merrick Garland. Here's a video of the incident we're talking about.
Well, I disagree with what I'm seeing in the video. I don't think that's what's going on at all.
Like, oh, here's the video, here's the raid, here's the guns, here's the shields, here's the Department of Justice doing it, you're the head of it. What is your response?
Well, I just disagree with what I'm seeing in that video. I don't think that's happened at all.
We're being dominated by lesser men. We're being dominated and looked down upon by absolute scumbag nitwit punks and pricks. Like Merrick Garland, who was going to, they thought he was going to be a Supreme Court justice. Yeah, I think your career's done now, buddy. Howley's putting you to rest here. Continue.
Of what happened on the
scene. You don't agree with my description of pointing out what the photo is. There are agents here who have long guns and ballistic shields. Let's take a look at the hardened criminals that your Justice Department sent these armed agents to go terrorize on that morning. Here they are. Here they are at mass. Here's the seven children with Mr. Houck and his wife. In this early morning, they were all at home. Mrs. Houck has said repeatedly, the children were screaming. They feared for their lives. You've got these agents demanding that he come out. They've got the gun, she said, pointing at the house and at them. He has offered to turn himself in. And this is who you go to terrorize. What's really interesting to me is this seems to directly contradict your own memorandum.
I want to pull this down for a second because I want to play the Mike Lee clip that's apparently gotten him banned. Merrick Garland, not honorable, Merrick Garland, a small little, he's a punk-ass bitch. Well, now let's go to Mike Lee giving him the what for that he's now been suspended from Twitter for doing. Here it is.
DOJ has announced charges against 34 individuals for blocking access to or vandalizing abortion clinics. And there have been over 81 reported attacks on pregnancy centers, 130 attacks on Catholic churches since the leak of the Dobbs decision, and only two individuals have been charged. So how do you explain this disparity by reference to anything other than politicization of what's happening there?
The FACE Act applies equally to efforts to damage, blockade clinics, whether whether they are a pregnancy resource center or whether they are an abortion center. It applies equally in both cases, and we apply the law equally. I will say you are quite right. There are many more prosecutions with respect to the blocking of the of the abortion centers, but that is generally because they are, those actions are taken in, with photography at the time, during the daylight, and seeing the person who did it is quite easy. Those who are attacking the pregnancy resources centers, which is a horrid thing to do, are doing this at night. In the dark, we have put full resources on this. We have put rewards out for this. The Justice Department and the FBI have made outreach to Catholic and
all right.
Other
We're out of time here. Kate Daly hosting the fourth hour. I will be back hosting the War Room. We got a couple of great guests, Hotep Jesus and Jamie Mitchell from Gays Against Groomers, with content you're not even going to believe today. It's literally strip clubs for kids now, and they call it LGBTQ. Merrick Garland, what a sad excuse for a man. That's like a cockroach alien landing on us and dominating us, and he's just a tiny little nitwit. What an embarrassment. What an absolute embarrassment.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.